Business Environment, Module L, Unit 24, Activities 6, 7, 8. E-commerce Basics.
We asked e-commerce expert Evelyn Trent how e-commerce stands in the UK.
The figures of e-commerce in the UK are impressive. Online spending was about £21.3 billion in 2011, when shoppers spent at least one out of every £14 online.
Can you elaborate a bit on that?
70% of the British population currently shops online, and about 9 million people shop online at least once a week. This makes UK shoppers the highest online spenders in Europe.
That's rather impressive. What are future trends like?
The upward curve of online spending looks set to continue. Research shows that reliable home delivery and greater choice has persuaded 15 million people to move their shopping online.
Does any other research data support that as well?
Data and intelligence from other research show that e-commerce has an opportunity to weather the storm better than other elements of the economy, particularly as retailers promote the web as the best way of finding cheaper goods in the most efficient and convenient way.
So, starting an e-commerce business seems just the right thing to do.
Definitely. People aren't coming online just for small tickets or everyday items like CDs and groceries. They are increasingly buying all kinds of items.
Does that mean that the e-commerce field is a bit overcrowded?
Not really. The number of people shopping online is increasing. The amount they're spending is increasing too. But surprisingly, 52% of businesses in the UK don't have a website.
So, what are the benefits of having a website?
Having a website not only increases sales, it also reduces costs. In a recent survey, over one-third of respondents said that they have become more profitable on account of being online.
Can you tell us about a specific business which has had an increase in sales and a reduction in costs on account of having a website?
One is Elizabeth Gelthart of Chiggs Limited. She invented the baby feed wheel, a product that reminds you of the time of your baby's last feed. After registering her design, Elizabeth launched her online store. She was so successful that she has expanded her business by introducing new products. Chiggs wheels are now sold worldwide by 100 stockers, but her main outlet is still a website.
Any final tips, Miss Trent?
Yeah, an online site can help you increase sales and reduce your costs. It's the very best way to do business.